Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thanks for tuning in to Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show. We are thrilled to have so many new listeners that have been coming on each week since we started with Blog Talk about a month ago. And we want to personally thank each and every one of you for not only listening live to Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show, also the fact that you're able to go in after the shows are finished and pull up the archive section. And on the archive section, you're able to listen to today's show and all of the past shows. We're getting comments from listeners who actually go into the archive section because they are not able to tune in live, and that is wonderful to hear. Many, many good comments, so thank you personally. Tom and I, my business partner, wanted to personally thank you. Our contact information, for those of you who want to get in touch with us, our website is healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. Phone number, 216-533-2273. One more time, the phone number is 216-533-2273. And today we have a wonderful guest who we have had the opportunity over these past, it's been a couple years now. We've had several conversations with Dr. Adam Cecito, and I'm going to check in with him in a moment to make sure I'm pronouncing his name correctly because I go in between Cecito and Cecito. Dr. Adam Cecito, MD, born and raised in Latin America, earned his medical degree at the University of Rochester School of Medicine, and because February is the month that the world has dedicated to heart and love, we will be sharing the immense importance of not just different nutrients, but in regards to whole foods and how we can strengthen our heart. There are a few other things about Dr. Cecito that I'd like to mention. He had brought to my attention, and I'm glad that he did, that he wanted to share that he actually, besides being a physician, he is a researcher at the University of Utah and a scholar and fellow for the National Institutes of Health, that's NIH. He founded the largest eating disorders facility in the world at the time and created a 501(c) nonprofit organization which stood alone as the only learning and educational center in the regional United States. The mission, basically, of the organization centered around early education and interdiction for children at risk for eating, just wanting to make sure I cover everything here, eating disorders. As we talk a little bit more to Dr. Cecito, this is something with the eating disorders that I realized after he shared this with me that it is something that is close to both his and my heart, and you'll find out about that in a moment. The organization funded a Harvard-based program in the Utah Granite Elementary School District. It also provided, free of charge, regular group meetings proctored by professional staff from the Parents Treatment Organization aimed at reducing some of these words I'm not real familiar with. So he has the word recidivism. He'll have to help me with that. Amount those recently treated in patients for eating disorders. And he also founded for additional medically based organizations in the past 15 or so years. And we presently have Dr. Cecito on the line. Are you there?
I am here. Thank you. Is it Marcia? Yeah, Marcia.
We have both have questions. Is it Marcia or Marcia?
Yeah, it's Marcia.
Marcia, okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
And mine is Saucedo. Saucedo.
Saucedo. Well, thank you on that. And there are a few other words that you can probably help out with as we go along. Well, Dr. Saucedo, with the kinds of things that you have had the opportunity to venture into your life, and the pleasure that we've had with you has been through the Forever Green organization or company that we have been a part of for a very long time. And we are grateful that we have had the opportunity to meet you through the organization of Forever Green. And we want to thank you for taking this time to share a few things that are of utmost importance, I feel, and I know you do, to the listeners. So what I would love to do, we're going to touch on the L-arginine and things like that. I know our interview is about 20 minutes. But since you and I had touched in an email about the eating disorder information, this, as I said, is close to your heart, as you expressed, and also to mine, because I shared with you that I actually went through years ago in my late teens what is termed anorexia. And it was interesting, Dr. Saucedo, because at that time there was not very much information about any of the eating disorders. And for me, you know, I walked through it in the way that I did, and the way I always express it is, for me, I reconnected with myself and, you know, and my God-given talents and abilities, which was a strong energy that helped to direct me in the correct direction. But there's a lot more to this. So can you tell why you actually found yourself going into that direction with the eating disorders?
Sure, I will, and I'll try to keep it brief, understanding that we have a limited amount of time. But for me, it started in an unusual place, the United States Army. I served for 14 years in the United States Army, and the latter part of that service was as a physician. And I was seeing young men come back injured with all kinds of injuries, psychological and physical injuries. And I had the idea that if we could give them the best nutrition that we could get our hands on, instead of just the regular hospital fare, which is fine, and it's overseen by dietitians, and I'm not putting it down, but the regular hospital fare in a hospital, especially in the Army, can leave some room for improvement, and so I decided to do a study whereby we gave these injured kids, young people, the best we could find, and what I found was very clearly that they recovered better, faster, and the long-term impact was surprising and positive. Later, through personal reasons that I really don't have time to get into right now, another very strongly nutritionally based disease touched my life, and that is eating disorders. And I had already had experience in nutrition and wanted to have an effect on this disease that I had learned touched 1 in 10 women in our country. And that it's not only touches 1 in 10, but it can devastate them and their families. It's the most serious, most fatal psychiatric diagnosis known. There's something called DSM-4. It's a big book that lists all the psychiatric diagnoses psychiatrists know, and it's the most fatal of all of them. That's how tough it is to treat. And because of that and the impact on our society, I decided to pursue helping the women that I believed at that time and still believe there is an adequate treatment for.
Yes, yes. Well, there's a saying that goes along with what we're discussing right now, and it's very simply said, and that is that health is wealth. You know, health is our greatest wealth, and when we have our health, in my opinion, you know, we have everything. So it's something that is at the top of the list of importance, whether we're talking about, you know, our jobs or this or whatever else in life. If we try to step over our health, it comes back and it bites us in some way, shape, or form. So the eating disorders, I know, is very multifaceted, and being that I personally had gone through something like that, and went down to a frame of 98 pounds, and for me, you know, that was extremely thin, and seeing the results of what happens when, you know, we are not taking in the nutrition that the body and the mind and the spirit needs. It is absolutely crucial. If we weren't physical beings, we wouldn't have to worry about it, would we?
Yeah.
Right. So in regards to, as of up to date, you know, are you still very involved with helping with the eating disorders then?
The company was consolidated into a larger company, and I stepped into research about 3.5 or 4 years ago. So in terms of a daily involvement of treating patients, seeing patients, and I was more of an administrator and owner of the organization, that's not going on. But nutrition, which is, I think, the most powerful implement, the most powerful tool we have in the arsenal against eating disorders, teaching really good nutrition, I make it a part of my daily life, and I incorporate it in my work, and it's part of what I do with Forevergreen. Forevergreen is just a wonderful company founded with the same philosophy that I have, and that is that the first way to treat disease is first to avoid it by having a lifestyle and an eating, the practice of eating and providing nutrition for your body that avoids disease, instead of, so it's a preventative thing, instead of approaching disease after it's here, and now we need medications and other interventions, and food, good food can't always be enough. So they share that philosophy. We jived very well. This is 3 years ago, and I just had a great and fulfilling time over the past 3 years being involved with the mission of Forever Green, and that is to bring the very best nutrition that is out there to people. And
right.
It's been very, very fulfilling.
Well, this is another aspect that we have in common. You know, we love Ron Williams, and
yep.
Who, of course, is founder and CEO, and have had the pleasure of getting to know Ron over the past, back in the beginning of Brain Garden days. So we have been around one another for a long time, and he is very close to our heart. And we had an opportunity, one of our initial shows a month ago or so, we went ahead and interviewed Ron. And in with the aspect of whole foods, real foods, unadulterated foods, the one part I wanted to also cover today was the fact of, and I know that, you know, in 1998, the Nobel Prize Award in Medicine, it was focusing on the L-arginine, which, you know, is a vital amino acid that plays a role in a number of the physiological functions, you know, in our body, such as, you know, our the cardiovascular benefits of it. So can you just share a little bit about this thing called L-arginine?
I'd be happy to. To give the context, Forever Green, about 2 years ago, and if Ron is listening or hears this later, I hope that's close. It's about 2 years ago, decided we really needed to have a product that could address the devastating and worsening effects of cardiovascular disease on our population and the world, really. And we came up with Pulsate, and Pulsate, half by weight of its ingredients is L-arginine. It's that amino acid you mentioned. And in 1998, following decades of research, three American scientists were awarded Nobel Prizes for their research into L-arginine and something called nitric oxide. When you introduce L-arginine to the body, it's a natural thing. We all have it. We all need that L-arginine, that amino acid. When it hits our body, there is a pathway that converts the L-arginine into nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is a gas, and it's able to penetrate membranes very quickly and act very quickly and very powerfully. And what was found, the reason the Nobel Prize was awarded for this is because they found that increasing your daily intake of L-arginine actually had a powerful effect on cardiovascular disease. And since that 98 award, there's been a firestorm of interest among researchers in cardiovascular disease, resulting in today there being nearly 100,000 scholarly articles available to anybody on the impact of L-arginine and nitric oxide on heart disease. If you take good L-arginine, when I say good, I mean pharmaceutical grade pure L-arginine, and you take it in a certain quantity, it's usually 5 grams a day, up to 15 grams a day. You take it regularly over time, and you incorporate it as a lifestyle change, critical, a lifestyle change. You can not only slow down or stop the progression of cardiovascular disease in your body, you can reverse it. The effects are incredible. They will begin, if you take this regularly, you will begin to have a remodeling of cardiovascular disease in your cardiovascular system. And in essence, you'll be cleaning up the mess that has been made over decades of poor choices, of environmental pollution, of stress, of all the risk factors that bring heart disease about. L-arginine is really a miracle.
You know, and here's another example of what we can do to turn around, you know, the things that are impacting us on a physical level. And I know when I was reading through time, just the fact that, and you've already said this in regards to L-arginine, the fact that, you know, being converted into nitric oxide and how, you know, it relaxes blood vessels and actually regulates the tone of the blood vessels, mm-hmm. and their flexibility So it's, you know, the reducing of stress. There you go. It's just a again, we're talking about reducing stress, and that comes in numerous ways. So, you know, besides improving circulation, and the fact that it's improving circulation, I had someone talking with me the other day, and they're also very much into L-arginine, and he was saying that, you know, she's read a lot about the reducing of stress and improving circulation, and also the addition of, you know, the healthy sexual performance, mm-hmm. as well as lowering, you know, blood pressure. So all of these things are interrelated, and this is what's so wonderful. And I know Ron loves to say this, and we do too. You know, when you give the body what it needs, you know, when you edify the body, it's going to respond. It's made to respond in a very positive way. So I would also, you know, you were talking about Forever Green, and we're discussing L-arginine, and there is this one, I refer to it as a whole food, because that's how I refer to Forever Green's foods and products. There is this one product that has been getting lots of great results, and we have been extremely excited about it for a long time. And it leads us to, again, the importance of real whole foods containing L-arginine, and that particular one is called Pulse 8. And mm-hmm. Pulse 8, from what I remember, has, I believe it's like 8 heartfelt super ingredients in it. Can you just touch on the Pulse 8 for a few minutes?
I'd be glad to. Absolutely. You clearly know a lot about the disease, and you know about its risk factors, and you speak eloquently about, you know, how L-arginine can affect our bodies, particularly our cardiovascular system. Absolutely. That's exactly what it does. Hits our system and relaxes the walls of the vessel and allow more malleability and dilation. And so, absolutely, I agree with everything you said. But in terms of the product, Pulse 8, that is what I was referring to when I said Ron decided we needed a product that could have a strong impact on cardiovascular disease, and it ended up being Pulse 8. And it, It has half by weight of L-arginine, but it has eight other very, very specifically chosen ingredients that not just work alone to help the heart, but what it was designed to work in synergy. It was don't just get a 1+1 activity. You add two ingredients in this in Pulse 8, and you get a 4 effect instead of a 2 effect. So it was designed that way. So you put the whole package together, and you get this powerhouse of cardiovascular effects, positive cardiovascular effects. Just to touch on a few, because I know we don't have all day, but some of these things include fruits that everybody knows about. Acai berry has one of the highest levels of antioxidants in the world and is a very powerful disease in general, disease mitigating effect. There's lots of studies that show it affects anything from cancer to autoimmune disease. It also has the B vitamins, and there are many positive effects that has on the body. Interesting, B6 in particular has a more powerful effect, anti-heart disease effect on women than on men. We aren't sure why, but that's something to know. B6 is a very important ingredient in women's health. It has inulin, which is a very natural sweetener. We use only natural ingredients, and it's a natural sweetener, but it's also a fiber. And many studies have shown that by increasing soluble fiber in your body, you get a decrease in the fat content in your plasma. So things like LDL, bad cholesterol, things like triglycerides, inulin tends to have an effect on those factors, and it decreases the bad fats, and it has a positive risk mitigating effect on having a heart attack. It drops it down. So there's another one that's grape, grapes, and in particular grape skins. Grape has an amazing component called resveratrol that's very popular in the news. About 3 years ago, it was identified as having the capability of shutting off known genetic genetic sequences that are responsible for human aging. And there are very expensive, very complicated, but very well-designed studies going on at pharmacy houses and academic institutions looking at resveratrol as perhaps the fountain of youth, as being perhaps the way to shut off in a natural way the aging process, or at least shutting it down, slowing it down. So it does have that grape skin with resveratrol. It has other things like that. Very thoughtful, very effective product. But in general, Pulse 8 can mitigate and reduce your risk factors dramatically, and can, again, cause remodeling of disease that has been there for decades, and can really help you get back on the right track and restore really youthful qualities to your heart.
Right, and you know, we can say that numerous ways, and you said it perfectly. And basically, you know, growing younger. You know, we have two ages: the chronological age and the biological age. And with the Pulse 8, what's great too is that people have been having. There's certain things that can be done to check the condition, you know, of your cardiovascular system before doing it, after using the Pulse, and those results have just been absolutely astounding through time. And that's what's very exciting, Dr. Sesedo, is that, you know, there's actually something that people can see. You know, it's not just somebody saying, oh, this is good or that's good, but you can actually see what's going on with your cardiovascular system. So as a whole, with, you know, all the nutrients, and when you were mentioning the B6, and I remember years ago, I'd be talking to people, and they would want information on vitamins, you know, this vitamin or that vitamin, or, you know, using the singular vitamins such as, you know, just the B6 or just the B12. And I've had this thing for quite a long time that has just inwardly told me that, you know, it's very good to use the vitamins in their complex form. The same way as, you know, we talk about eating our food. We eat our food in a complex form. So I would just refer, I'd say to them, you know, to me, I use a complex. You know, I use all of the B's together. And, you know, when I eat food, you know, exactly. So, yes, we could go on for hours and hours. And what I will probably do is get back in touch with you because we're looking at extending the show a little longer and, you know, kind of expand upon this more. But right now, since we are getting very close to the end, in closing for yourself, what would you like to leave with the listeners?
I guess I'd like to let them know, in particular women, given that it's Heart Health Month and that we just got out of this special week dedicated to women's heart health, that it's a devastating disease that's affecting our women. It's killing one in four of us, of our women. And every woman who loses a life or is devastated by heart disease affects 10, 20 other people around them. So it really has a devastating effect on our society, and we need to get a hold of it. We need to control it somehow. We need to make changes. And that begins with the woman taking the first step and really taking it seriously and going to see that doctor and making changes in her risk factors. And I can't think of one single thing that they can do. Perhaps smoking is up there, stopping smoking. But starting Pulsate on a regular basis can have such a dramatic effect on a woman's heart health that I would encourage that they both use it and share it. And I guess that would be it.
Well, I thank you, and Tom, my business partner, thanks you. And it's an absolute pleasure. I haven't really had an opportunity to talk to you a whole lot, but I look forward to doing that more. And I just want to thank you for taking this time to educate the listeners a little bit more. And we will be back in touch with you because we want to do some additional things in our newspaper like we had mentioned to you earlier. Okay?
Thank you that much. Okay. Thank you much.
Okay, Dr. You're very welcome. Thank you. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And again, that interview was being done with a very, very dear person who's connected with the Forever Green also, and that's Dr. Adam Sacedo. And for information, call 216-533-2273. That's 216-5. I'm sorry, I hear the lady tell me how many minutes we have left, and I always stop. Anyway, the phone number again is 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. You can go to this website I'm going to give to you, www.7570.pro, heart. heart.com. Once again, www.7570.beasinboypro.heart.com for the information about the Pulse 8. However, call us and we'd be happy to talk with you and share a little bit more about the Pulse 8, which we have been very involved with for a very long time. So we will see you next week. We appreciate and love you a lot. Thanks for tuning in. And please spread the word about Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. Bye-bye.